Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Tonight's show is going to consist of John will be the leader, and we have David Bow on the line, plus Wade and John. I'm going to do a brief introduction. I watched a few news clips and read one article about Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently, when they raided his house, he had diamonds. He had an outdated passport that was issued by a foreign country with a Saudi Arabian address and a different name. and he had most of his money, about $559 million total, is tied up in four properties. It's not necessarily liquid. Anyways, he will receive a new bail decision on Thursday, and it's over allegations about the sexual exploitations of dozens of women. Over a decade ago, did you know that Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz had represented Epstein in similar charges in Palm Beach? And at that time, he got a light plea deal that allowed him work release throughout his 13-month sentence. Now, several accusers from the past and present have stepped forward. Some of the names are Sarah Ransom, Maria Farmer, and Virginia Gouffier, and they have created new allegations and court filings and defamation lawsuits. Dershowitz denies the accusations because they're tied to him and his past relationship with Epstein. Just one more thing, because I'm going to have John do the rest of the briefing. Dershowitz said, "I was friends with Epstein in the way that Larry Summers, the president of Harvard, was friends with David Gergen, who, by the way, is a CNN pundit, and the way that Stephen Jay Gould, we all knew him academically. He had an office at the Harvard University in Brattle Square, and he would conduct seminars, and we would attend his seminars. None of us had any inkling that he was involved with anything improper. But then, when he was arrested, he asked me," meaning Alan Dershowitz, "to help put together a legal team for him, in which he did." So they have a past interview, I think, with Larry King, and I'm not going to get into that. With that, I'm going to pull in John first and then the other co-host. Hi, John. Tonight we have David, a local friend of mine from the Toastmasters Club, and Wade. How are you doing?
Welcome, Hurricane Barry Jane Obama. How are you doing?
Fine. It's calm in Minnesota, but you never know what winds I might drive up. Let me pull in David.
Yeah, I'm
Good
here.
Evening, David. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to have John do the introduction, the rest of the introduction. Hi, Wade. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Jane. I love that music you started with. It was the best stuff I've heard on the show. That was pretty cool.
It's John's song, Tragedy. And it's one of the top three songs I usually play, but I'm glad Don likes that one too. So, John, why don't you take
John?
The floor over?
Oh, excellent. Well, actually, I'm just here to navigate and open people's minds to what they're thinking, and just try to share information. That song was called A Human Tragedy. I actually performed everything on it myself. And I used it as I had a CD of different things I put together. One was Paradise Lost, and just kind of a whole series of music regarding the human relationship to the planet and to God. But one of the things, I used it in my latest video on YouTube, and if you just look up Johnny Rock, no H in it and no K, so just J-O-N-N-Y. R-O-C, Johnny Rock, and just type 9 after that, the number 9, for 9/11, and it'll come up. I use it on a series talking about some of the facts about 9/11 that we have not explored and that hopefully will come out. One of the things I'm very grateful for, regardless of whether people like it or not, is with Donald Trump being president, we're seeing different things that we never saw before. They've been hidden for quite a while. I'll give you a couple. Like in the Epstein case, Mr. Acosta who's Labor's secretary, he actually at the time made a deal with Epstein or rubber stamped a deal. But the person who actually worked behind the scenes on that was our friend Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, and the agreement was basically that Epstein would be their informant. In fact, one of his planes has the same, the tail number, is this, he shares it with the government. And it's a government number, actually. And he basically, they told him, just keep giving us the dirt on people that visit your island, that you access with, and basically they can blackmail him. And as long as he stays with the terms of the agreement, he can walk free. His original sentence was for 15 months. He only went to jail, not prison, but jail at night. And then the rest of the day, from I think 10 to 6. And then the rest of the day, he could go to his mansion and day trade and do whatever he wanted to do. And we'd have never known this if Donald Trump wasn't president. Anyone care to share any their thoughts on that?
So kind of similar to what happened with Denise D'Souza. He had to go every night. That's a pretty interesting story. He wrote his book about it, and I think it's Hillary's America, the documentary. You can see the story of him getting sent to jail and having to go every night and learning from the criminals and translating that into, oh, what these criminals in jail are doing. That's what the leaders of the Democratic Party do. And so it's pretty interesting.
Well, it kind of goes on both sides, too, GOP and Democrat also. Go ahead, Jay.
I just want to say that some of the stuff you were talking about with me earlier on the phone, I do think that it's not just all one-sided. Democrats are not the only people associated with Michael Epstein.
Oh, no. He partied with everybody. Everybody. And what city was it in? New York City. He also went down to Florida, too. He also had his property, the St. James Island, in the Virgin Islands. They say they should call it the Un-Virgin Islands after he's been there. But his madame, his lover and recruiter was Ghislaine Maxwell, a very wealthy family, and she was a recruiter. The other recruiter that worked with him was Rachel Chandler, Ray, as they would call her, and she would recruit young women. She had a Hollywood talent agency out here, and they would get the children. And Epstein actually was on the plane with the Clintons putting together the Clinton Foundation that worked with Haiti. And there was they would go there and get children. And these are things
Come on. Is that really true?
Do you know about
Do you agree with that, David?
I don't know enough about some of this, but a lot of the stuff, this is the first I've heard of it, and it sounds kind of sketchy to me.
Well,
you
could call it sketchy.
Given the fact,
Hillary's,
given the fact what they found at in his apartment, I actually think Epstein is actually Jason Bourne.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do some research while John is talking.
That would be good.
But,
go ahead.
John, you always say to follow the money. So one of my question was is how has he been protected this long? And when he had that Palm Beach County case open, how come Acosta, who I believe was a federal judge back then, let him off the hook so easily?
Acosta worked with the Bushes. And that's a familiar name. And Mueller, of course, worked with several different things. He worked with investigating the Clinton Foundation, 9/11, Benghazi. He worked with a lot of different things. He's basically the cover-up guy. He's the cleanup guy. And this is how come we're just starting to hear about that. You know how they wanted to ask him questions, and he was like, you know, I just want to retire and kind of ride off into the sunset. And basically, he doesn't want to talk because the problem, if he testifies and he says anything different, because the Democrats want him to say, listen, we should impeach Trump. He colluded with the Russians. If he says he colluded with the Russians, he's lying against his report. So he can't really say anything, and he's got to start talking about details, and that's where you get busted. If you testify before the Senate and you say anything that is a discrepancy, then you're lying. That's how they got Papadopoulos, and they got Flynn, and they got all these different people. If you just ask a bunch of questions, and once you say a lie, that's because you have to always say, I don't remember, I'm not too sure, I can't quite recall. That's the only way you can get out of that stuff, or plead the fifth. But in Haiti...
By the way, he was a teacher in his early young adult years. He taught math and physics at Dalton School, a private K-12 school. And then 15 to 20 years later, he owned a $77 million mansion 9 blocks away from that school.
Also, the same school, William Barr's father was the in charge of the school. However, and they've been trying to link Barr's dad with it, saying he's involved with Epstein. The problem is his father retired in February of the year that three or four months later, Epstein then was hired. So they actually never met. He never really got to talk to him at all. But they're trying to link him. They're also trying to link Epstein to Trump because they had interaction during the late 90s and early 2000s. Now, the only problem is Trump actually banned him in 2005 from Mar-a-Lago. He heard that he tried to molest a 14-year-old, one of the staff there. And so he basically banned him and kicked him out. And again, they're trying to link Trump to Epstein with that. But he's actually, when they were doing the case in 2008, the prosecutor said Donald Trump would actually call them up and said, I'm willing to give you, you know, whatever information you want. He was actually the most forthcoming person dealing with them at the case. But that, again, you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media, but that is on the record in court documents.
Yeah, by the way, the reason he got rich is he was teaching at the school, and during a parent-teacher conference, he impressed one of the parents who was a CEO executive named Greenberg at Bear Stearns, and that guy ended up offering him a job. Go ahead, the next person.
Yeah, I think that this is Dave here. It just seems like everybody, both on, you know, on the right, on the left, in the center, wherever, they're all trying to link Epstein to, you know, Trump, Clinton, whoever. And when it comes down to it, he's not on trial for all that stuff. He's on trial. He's been charged for child trafficking and sex trafficking and all that. So I mean, he's hung with the Clintons. He's hung with Trump. I don't care what anyone else says. There's pictures of him with Trump. Big deal. I mean, and this thing with Acosta that happened almost I think a decade ago. You know, so that's really all that's ancient history. But he's getting busted for what he's done outside of all those other things. And people need to remember that. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, there's a lot of unfortunate victims in this that no one really wants to talk about. All they care about is, well, who was he with? At, you know, back in 1998.
And is he
going to
go down for it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a crap about that stuff. You know.
For a long time, his behavior patterns were pretty outrageous, and I don't know why there were delays unless he paid some of these women off to not tell their story. But it does seem rather suspicious.
That could be. I mean, we've seen that with Trump and with other people too. I mean, it's not like what he's done is nothing new. It's just that he seems to have this sixth degree of separation with all these other people. Which is pretty common when you get into
Well, it is a pretty nasty habit what he does. It's not like he was seducing a 21 to 26 year old actress. Like, he was going for younger women on purpose. And by the way, Don, you're on the air. Yeah,
hello,
so I do think that his behavior pattern was such that it should have been exposed a lot earlier. And well, John's talked about Jeffrey Epstein for a long time, so people knew about it. Don, by the way, Wade, Dave, and John are on the line besides me.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. I hope you had a nice trip in Milwaukee. We'll let you talk about it at the end, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so the whole point is, John, why don't you lead the show in the direction of where you think this court battle is going to lead to? Like, is he just going down, and is he going to be sentenced for life, or is more people going down?
Well, they're going to try to angle towards some kind of plea deal to get some information. And the problem is going to be, how do you let him off at this point? And then what's his motivation to spill the beans? Now, the point was mentioned, you know, what does this have to do with today? Well, think about it. Donald Trump promised to come in and drain the swamp. And since day one, not even day one, but a year and a half before he ran into office, he's been surveilled on. And they've been trying to, you know, not just like, well, you know, don't vote for him, but I mean like arrest him, like for treason, working with the Russians. And this is a very, you know, very aggressive attack on him, and he's been fighting back. Now, what's interesting is that child trafficking, you know, goes on at the border. You know, who's fighting that? Donald Trump. You know, who's been encouraging?
This isn't an infomercial for Donald Trump, by the way.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, man, now you're disappointing me. But the point is, example, I'll mention the name right now, and you won't know anything about it, except, Jane, we just talked about Imran Amir.
I will, because you told me an hour before the show. He was a Pakistani computer guy who somehow hacked the Democratic accounts.
Yes, and what time did he hack their stuff? It was just before the election. Now, we've been talking about Russians. And this is what this is going on for the last 2.5 years, a couple years. Does anyone know that he had 75 devices from the Democratic Party, and you can Wikipedia this or Google it, a value of $120,000, so basically $1,500 a computer. He had them at his house. Now, the reason he got them home is because Debbie Wasserman Schultz declared the value, that they wrote receipts for them for $499. You ask, why did they do that? Well, because if it's over $500, they can't go as petty cash. It gets tracked and audited. So they say, well, we spent $499 on these, and even though they're $2,000 computers, and he's able to sneak them out and go home. He had downloaded all the information, the Democratic Party, during the election, and he was selling it to Pakistan. And, of course, Pakistan sells it off to other countries and uses it in their intel. And how come we haven't heard about this? Because Barack Obama was president, and he knew about this, and he said nothing. I'm waiting for applause. Nothing about it. But yet he says it was the Russians. I can understand why they want to talk about Russia, because this, as this comes out, also there's a person named Jackson, I think Coker, I believe. He worked for a senator, Wasser, I believe, and Wasson, and he basically was an IT guy. He came in there, and he was he hooked up devices to get all the information coming through the senator's office. The biggest theft, he was the one who doxed Lindsey Graham and the other Republicans, and he got 5 years just recently for that. But he was basically, after they found
out. We have a guest caller from Oklahoma. I'm going to pull that person in.
Okay, let me string this thought out, and then you guys can dance with it. Basically, after he was caught, he then broke in there and was stealing information from a friend He helped pay the rent, and he went and worked for Sheila Jackson, Sheila Lee Jackson. And she didn't even check his credentials, even though he'd gotten busted.
Are you still talking about the Pakistani person?
No, we're talking about Jackson Coker during the, again, at the same time period. And you don't hear about this. Also, if you check out Ellen Ratner, she already has come out and said today, Seth Rich gave the information to Julian Assange, and it wasn't the Russians. But you can go ahead and run with that.
Okay, I'm going to pull in the guest caller from Oklahoma. Hi, this
Hi.
Is Jane with Political Gravity. Who am I speaking with?
I like that name, Political Gravity. That is cool. Well, I'm in Arkansas. My name is Angela.
I remember you. You've called our show a couple years ago. You're very well
I
educated.
May have.
I remember that. How are you doing, Angela? We have five co-hosts on the line.
Five? Wow,
what?
That's a lot.
Yeah, we're
well, just in Arkansas
the
right now.
Epstein expose.
Yeah,
what's
I
your
know.
Opinion on that?
Clinton's guilty. Clinton is so guilty. He usually likes young black girls, children. He likes children. And that's a known fact here in Arkansas. That is a known fact. So why they're not looking at him more closely, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know that in that movie Primary Colors, which was based on a true story and John Travolta played Clinton, he got a young black teenager pregnant in that movie, and it was loosely based on his life. But how young are you talking about?
12, 13. In that movie, there was a librarian. She was actually of color that was based on a true fact.
Oh, wow. That's not something I really want to hear. I'm a loyal Democrat.
Well,
does
I mean, everybody
else...
knows he was
Don,
dirty. They just looked the other
one?
Way.
Well, it's depressing to hear about. That's all I'm really saying.
Well,
I'm not saying he's not guilty.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I think he should be held accountable just like any other big-name politician should be. You know, and I'm a Democrat as well. And, you know, my mother's family, they're the Gores. I really know he likes young girls.
What's the evidence of this?
I grew
what
up knowing them, I mean.
Sorry, what?
Well, John, why don't you explain what your theory is about the exposure of Jeff Epstein and where it's going to lead? And then we should give Wade, Don, and David a chance to talk too.
Well, this is what we call discovery. This is where these things are coming to light because people are singing behind the scenes. Rachel Chandler, if you look her up, she has a Hollywood talent agency. You'll see pictures of her at 15 with Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. They've been to the island. The locals call it Pedo Island or Orgy Island. And the people there, the locals are paid. They don't talk because they will disappear. Things happen at the island. There are pictures, and this will go back to Wiener's laptop. Wiener's laptop. They have the server. The Patriots have that information. You can't just drop this stuff. This is classified stuff. It has to be done slowly. And I talked to Jane about this a couple years ago. I said, you'll start to see this thing happen. And it's happening. How, because the re-election's coming up. They're starting to drop this. Now, you were mentioning about Haiti. Laura Silsby, who basically was working with the Clintons, she tried to smuggle out a whole bunch of kids and said that they were, you know, orphans. And then when the government asked her to produce documents, it found out they weren't orphans. And so she got arrested, and the Clintons, she actually, I think, had a year sentence, but she didn't have to serve time. They got her off. They did a deal. This is what the Clintons do. This is what Obama does. And so I think where this is going to go is they're basically, once evidence is presented, now, just today, they talked about Prince Andrew. They're going to start releasing info. All this stuff is sealed. There were big money.
Oh, the fee thing?
Yes. Go ahead.
The record. There's over 30 and more victims, and they never got to see the evidence. It was sealed, and they thought the case was being taken care of. They were never told that they weren't going to testify or that their, you know, their information was not going to be heard. And Epstein was going to get the 15th month. So now this is being reopened up, and it's not going to be closed. And Trump has already said just a couple of days ago, he said, find out about the island, see who went there. Trump is not afraid of this in any way. There's nothing on him. He's clean. And now he's a womanizer, yes, but a pedo, no. This is what people don't understand. This is going to go down. The people you love and respect, you're going to find out how they covered up and how they knew about this stuff. And how come? Because you blackmail people through this kind of information. Epstein had cameras and videotaped, and this is why he worked with Mueller. He's an informant for Mueller, and Mueller works for the deep state. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the Bushes or the Obamas. So this is going to go down.
How do you
heavy.
Know that Mueller works for the deep state?
Oh, well,
that's a fair question.
When they talk to him, they're going to find out. They're going to ask him some questions. He knew from the beginning. Well, why did Mueller pick 19 Democrats to go after Trump and no Republicans? Why did half the people on his committee or his review team donated to the Clinton Foundation? Why did Wasser?
That's your version of the deep state.
Trump has high-level
corrupt people at the top of his game, too.
He used all Democrats to investigate and he used
Clinton
people.
John, your turn to step in.
Wait a second. He never investigated Fusion GPS. He never talked about, he never investigated Strzok and Page. Go ahead.
No, I'm impressed, John. What have you been doing? Just reading all day at the 99 Center?
Yes, he's been doing research.
My goodness. All of this, you know, like I said many times, that's why I moved from L.A. to Reno. This is happening. This has always been going on. For the most part, though, the intricacies of what is coming out, I mentioned this, about 2 years ago on the show, about a year and a half, two years ago, when Me Too started. This is going to be, it's going to involve the whole Hollywood community. That's why I tell you, boycott movies, boycott anything that has to do with entertainment on TV. This is a child labor law infringement, and it's completely illegal. And parents all over the world bring their kids, and they just drop them off.
Are you talking about the casting couch?
The casting couch. The agents are the bad ones. The agents,
I don't fully believe that. I lived in Hollywood 17 years. I have friends who legitimately made it through the ranks.
Right. Those are few and far between. And the industry is slowly changing where there are a few who can make it without having to worry about the casting couch. But an overwhelming majority of your actresses and actors, both, have had to go through some kind of...
Well, that was kind of exposed during the Harvey Weinstein a year ago.
But it's not just Weinstein. These are the players who are expendable anymore, you know. So I didn't know that. I mean, anybody in the DOJ is going to be part of the deep state. Most anybody in the FBI and the CIA and all those governmental agencies.
I don't exactly agree with that, but we only have 9 minutes left, you guys. So would Wade and David Bowe like to say something, or Angela?
It's true.
Oh, no, let them.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't pay for premium yet. I'm going to pay tomorrow. Sorry.
I wouldn't say I don't exactly believe it. I just don't believe it. will talk about the deep state, the deep state. They'll talk about sealed documents. They'll talk about people who don't say anything. Yet, the people who say this seem to know everything. But how can they know everything when everything's been sealed? It's deep state. No one knows anything except your guests. So where are they getting it from? I could say that the Prince of Liechtenstein is behind all this, and just say that, and say that, you know, well, everybody knows that.
Well, we're practically doing that.
Are you going to believe me? No, of course not.
Because
I have no evidence.
The evidence overwhelming. You've got a president who has...
Where's the evidence? There is no evidence.
He's got 21...
Why are you interrupting him? He was trying to talk.
He's got 21 counts against him. And you know, I'm not saying anything because the deep state includes the Good Old Boys Network. And they get away with such low sentences because their friends, their family members, their dads are judges, and they are all with the system. This is a system where prostitution, child pornography rings are normal. I've heard so many, being the head of or a member of the NAACP, the employers are taking advantage of every susceptible person they possibly can sexually. And, you know, this is happening, and people have to open their eyes and see that the evidence is overwhelming. When you have somebody like the president who has now 21 accusers, he owned Miss Universe. He walked in, he's on the record, just like John says that people say that he walked in on them naked anytime he wants. But that's not anything, but the sexual proclivities are the things that people have to be careful of. I moved from L.A. because I know about it. It's there. It's happening. Period.
Well, the other thing, too, that you have to keep in mind, you know, because a good point was brought up, where's the evidence? Why hasn't this been dealt with? Well, Donald Trump's been under investigation for 2 years by Mueller. He couldn't proceed with anything because all this information would be considered obstruction. And in fact, they're still going after obstruction. But who got popped yesterday? R. Kelly. Where's he from? New York City. Where does Epstein get popped? New York City. This is where the stuff at. Or Chicago. Jesse Smollett. Where does this go down? Chicago. Where'd Obama come from? Chicago. The Standard Hotel. You're going to hear more about Ray Chandler. You're going to hear about Ed Buck. You're going to hear about California and Schiff. The Standard Hotel, that's where Rachel would go, New York and L.A., and party down with Eminem and party down with all your rock star people. And what do you think these people wanted with Ray? She's supplying them, hooking them up. And you'll see this stuff come out. And that's come – I don't – you know, before I would get really frustrated or, like, really, you know, I'm trying to hit people over the head, it's going to come out. I don't even have to argue this stuff. Just look at the island. Look at what people do at temples. You know what temples are? They're pagan centers to worship. And what you do at a temple, you either have orgies or you sacrifice to your god. Look at the island.
That's what the Illuminati do. That's what the Masons do. The financiers.
Masons do not.
They do all that.
Angela,
right,
do you have a point to make about this?
I'm just saying that Masons do not sacrifice. And I think if you follow the facts, you'll find who it leads to. You know, truth is always the best defense. So I look forward to hearing the truth.
There are so many young girls, especially young Mexican, Hispanic and black girls who are kidnapped and never returned. Nobody knows about them because nobody says anything.
True.
And the sacrifice is there is something to that. Just ask Tom Cruise.
Well, there might be. You may be right. I hope you're wrong.
A third of the children they're testing now at the border, a third of them are not DNA related to the people bringing them. You think about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about one out of 1,000. We're talking over 33% of the children right now that people are saying, I want asylum. I want a better life. They're stolen children. 30%. Is anybody upset? Does anyone get pissed off? Does anyone swear to God these people should be sent to hell? What's going on? Because they're allowing this through the coyotes, through the cartels, and then
through the military, through the military.
Yes.
Which military?
The United States Air Force, Marine, Army, whatever military you want to deal with. They're, you know, these kids are here to be disseminated by pretty much Pimp Trump. And it's a shame because nobody wants to say anything about it. This is one of the best ways to bring in young, new sex flesh into America. These men are really kind of sick, and it happens all day long, every day, and it's a shame. And the lady there, it's real, and there's only one thing to do, and that is do something about it. That's one of the reasons Nancy Pelosi and the four congresswomen are standing up to Trump right now, just standing up to what's going on.
Well, Trump wants to close the border. They want to open it. They want to keep this thing going. In fact, they say anyone can
right.
come in.
Everybody.
So that's encouraging.
Everybody,
it's encouraging.
Yeah, well, everybody is getting paid from it. We're going to expand our medical system. We're going to expand our educational system. We're going to have an expansion in the need for prisons. We've got all these industries that depend on criminality, the lawyers, your judges. That's their livelihood. They need this. And there's nothing else that's been going on because the general incarceration rate for everyone else is stabilizing. So we have private prisons, and we need to fill them up. It's really simple. Just like you said, follow the money. Just like I've always said, follow the money.
Well, here's a question. Don, you've worked with businesses and business people. If you have a store,
right.
and anyone can walk into your store and take what they need for free. And I'm talking about you come into our country illegally, and I need medical services. I need education.
Right. Right.
And there's no restraint. Since Tony just walk into your business and say, okay, we'll pay for it. Don't worry. How does that – what kind of business model is that? What's going to happen if you have AOC and Pelosi, they're saying just don't stop people. Just they can come in. We're not going to prosecute.
Okay.
How do you
We have 2-minute warning, guys. 2-minute warning. And, Don, I have to call you after the show briefly.
All right. But, the main thing is that it is a two-way street. You're playing both sides against the middle. You've got the need for more doctors, more staff, more construction to accommodate all of these people if there is an overabundance, no matter how it is. So you've got that constant flow of income coming in from the government, from insurance companies. You know, these people, a vast majority, 68%, get employment, even though there's no E-Verify. You know, and that's the sick thing about it. No one was last year was indicted for E-Verify accusations, and that's ridiculous. All these, you talk about all the immigrants and you get no convictions. That's ridiculous. That's the most un-American thing that you can think of, and it's both sides against the middle talking out of your mouth, both sides of your mouth. And that's what's happening. So the money still comes, John. The answer
the money comes from taxes, but who are the taxes coming from? They're coming from me.
They're coming from
you're paying for.
But immigrants are paying for it because they're working. Most of them.
Well, wait a second.